Let us pray. Open our hearts, O Lord, that we may receive your word, that your word of life will continue to give life to our life, that we may glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. What a joy it is to be with you again, my yearly visit to you. But this is a very special Sunday. Because tomorrow is the Thanksgiving. Now, for the whole of Canada, people celebrate Thanksgiving because they thought and they remember the old days when God blessed them, looked after them, and gave them all the material needs.
加拿大人慶祝感恩節，因為佢哋想到佢哋嘅祖先嚟到加拿大嘅時候，上帝點樣豐豐富富供應各樣物質嘅需要。
But for us TEC, as a church, we celebrate not only the material blessing from God.
但係對多倫多以馬內利堂嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋慶祝嘅唔單止係物質上邊上帝嘅供應。
Because our spiritual eye has been opened, we see God's glory. Our spiritual heart has been opened, we receive the special blessing in God's heart. And so when Paul wrote the letter to Ephesians, he said, "Praise be to God." That's chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ."
所以保罗在以弗所书的第一章第三节就特别提到，他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So as Christian, we see blessing more than just material thing.
所以今天作為信徒，我們看見上帝所賜的恩典，遠超過物質上的供應。
We see all the spiritual blessing that God has added to me and to us in our spiritual life.
我們看見的是你和我領受的是上帝屬靈的賜予。
And so Paul continue this theme of blessing, talk to the Christian in Corinthians.
保罗继续这个感恩的一个恩典的一个题目，就是在哥林多前书。
And so in Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7 to 9.
在哥林多前书的第一章。
And so the Paul said to them, "Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gifts, as you eagerly wait for our Lord today, Jesus Christ, to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful."
哥林多前書第一章的第七節到第九節。 保罗话：以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful，
上帝是信实的。
We are his faithful people，
我们是他信实的子民。
And so as we celebrate our life， we celebrate God's spiritual blessing as well as all the other blessing。
所以当我们庆祝生命里面是我们的经历，我们是庆祝属灵的恩赐与及其他一切的恩赐。
Because of this faithfulness of God to his people and God continue to say to his people， you need to go and share this God who is faithful to you。
因为上帝对我们是信实的，所以他不断地差派我们出去，叫我们去传扬这一位信实的神。
And God's strategy is very simple。
神的那个计划其实是很简单的。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8，
在《使徒行传》的第一章第八节。
And he says， And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth。
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极是做我的见证。
I know many of you come from different places。
我知道在座各位是来自不同的地方。
When you were in Hong Kong, you are supposed to be God's witness in Hong Kong。
当你以前在香港的时候，你是在香港作上帝的见证人。
Now you come to Canada，
现在来到加拿大了。
In this new land，
在这个地方，
you are also to be the witnesses for Jesus in Canada。
你是在加拿大这个地方为耶稣做见证人。
Now as you continue to live a life to give glory to God to witness his faithfulness to you，
当你是一个活一个荣耀上帝的生命和为他做见证的时候，
And Jesus give you this promise，
耶稣就给这个的承诺应许给你。
He said all authority in heaven and on earth have been given me， therefore go and make disciples of all nations， baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit， and lo， wherever you go I will be with you。
他特别提到耶稣说天上地下一切的权柄已经赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
So God promise you he will be with you until the end of the age。
这个是神同向你所做的一个承诺，他会与你同在直到世界的末了。
I think Wednesday, two days ago Tuesday I went with my wife and also Bishop Silas and his wife and also your rector and was his wife there? No, and some other people. We went up to a very special building。
在上个礼拜二的时候，我和太太和五主教和他的太太以及其他一些人士一起去了一个很特别的一个建筑物。
We have to go up in a very special crank。
我们呢是坐一个 很特别的一个升降机。
And so we got up to the top，
去到那个建筑物的顶。
And I look around on the four corners，
当我望向四周的时候，
beautiful Toronto， under or within my eyes view.
我睇见嘅一个非常美丽嘅一个多伦多。
Now that is only about me.
呢个只系关于我嘅啫。
But when I come down and look up again, I realize this building has we have God's very special favor.
但系当我落嚟行到落嚟嘅时候，再睇翻呢一栋整栋嘅大厦，我睇见嘅系上帝一个好厚嘅恩典。
Because the building of this vintage garden.
这座葡萄园。
God has shown His favor.
神实际上真系啊，系赐下佢好大嘅厚恩。
For many people, they look at the management, Dr. Lee and all his management. These are inexperienced people.
对好多人嚟讲，睇见啊参与嘅人啊，啊李医生或者系其他嘅人，都会觉得啊呢班根本唔系一啲专业吓起楼嘅人。
Just amateur.
业余嘅啫最多。
And so to them, they think.It is impossible for you to build such a big building.
在对他们来讲，在他们眼中根本是没可能的事。
But in God's heart,
但在上帝的心里面，
These are my chosen people.
这些是我所拣选的人。
I want these people to build a church or this community to really give glory to God.
我盼望的是我所拣选的人在这个地方建立教会，建立一个社群，以致神的名是得着荣耀。
I have chosen.
我拣选。
I have appointed.
我差派。
And I will see it to be done.
我就会建立这个工作以至它完成。
I remember the first time when we stand just at the ground with nothing around to bless the starting of the work.
我记得几年前在地盘的时候，那时候什么都没有，当我们为到这个计划去祈祷的时候。
And I had a hard hat.
我戴着一顶工程的头盔。
In that time, that hard hat is unnecessary.
事实上，嗰阵时戴嗰顶头盔咧，就真系毫无需要嘅。
Because nothing is going to fall from the up there.
因为上面根本都唔会有嘢掟落嚟。
Yet by faith, we put the shovel into the ground.
系靠着信心，凭着信心，我哋将呢个铲插入呢一个泥土当中。
Bishop Silas also did it. Your rector also did it. And we all trust that God, who is faithful, will do His part.
你们的主教、你们的牧者一起参与的时候，我们都是同心相信的。当我们有这样的信心的时候，上帝必定会信实为我们完成。
I think after that, there's a few months, there is no activities.
我们知道动土之后有几个月的时间没什么大的工程进展的。
For many of you, it doesn't matter.
对你们来说你根本不会留意。
But for those who are in the board, they worry it like anything.
但是对当时的那个的委员会那个董事会来说我们是非常的担心。
Now, I'm outsider. I'm from Malaysia, so I do not know the system in Canada.
我是来自马来西亚的，所以我不是太清楚在加拿大呢这些各样的法例。
But that all I heard is some of the bank even said we cannot lend money to these people.
我听到的就是当时呢在银行的各方面呢都有很多的阻拦。
Because they are high risk.
因为对他们来讲这个高风险啊。
That is the world way.
这个是世界的方法。
And they're doing business by profits.
对他们来讲利益是最重要的。
But later on, we heard God just open the treasure from heaven, and now I believe it because it is going up and up and already to the top floor.
但是我们了解到的上帝实际上真的开了，可以说开了天上面的那个窗户，以致我们能够有得到需要的供应。我们看见的是这个大厦一路一路的建成，现在已经平了顶了。Now
to me, it is a very important spiritual significance.
对我来说，这件事是一个很大的一个属灵的一个重要性。
The building of that vintage has connected to this little church.
葡萄园的兴建其实跟我们这个教会虽然是小小的教会是有莫大的关系。
When God looked at each one of you,
当上帝看见我们每一位,
He sees you as His faithful people.
他看见的是你和我都是上帝所忠信的子民。
When he looked at your worship every Sunday,
当神看见你们的敬拜,
he smiled in heaven.
上帝在天上是微笑的。
In his heart he said, Here is my children coming to worship me.
在他的心里面他就说，这些是我的儿女，现在来敬拜我。
But this gathering has a bigger vision.
但是这个聚会，这种的敬拜有一个更大的意象。
Through the Dr. Lee and your rector and your bishop, you are going to look forward to the building of a physical church which will house a bigger group of people.
透过带领的弟兄姊妹，我们将会去到一个新的教堂的建筑物当中。
In God's heart,
在上帝的心里面,
His church is going to be growing.
他的教会是不断的成长。
God wants to bless this church.
上帝要赐福这个教会。
So before you even started anything, He gave you the building of this building.
在你们教会就开始的时候，上帝已经给这个这么大的建筑物，这个祝福给大家。
Now, I have been with TEC for a few years.
我和多伦多以马内利堂的关系已经有好几年。
Every time I come here, I got encouraged.
每一年我来到的时候，我心都是被鼓舞。
My wife and I just praise God that this group of people have been faithful to God.
我太太和我心里面都是很感恩，因为你们在对上帝是忠信的。
And the faithful God is going to look after His faithful people.
信实的上帝会照顾看顾忠信的子民。
Now today the reading of the first reading from the Acts of the Apostle recorded the biblical testimony of God's faithfulness.
在今天第一段的圣经那里，在《使徒行传》特别是讲到上帝的忠信，信德的信实。
Philip has been elected as looking after the table.
腓力是被拣选去帮助教会。
And he did it well.
他做得很好。
But as he looked at all the people who have all sort of need, he think even deeper of the need of their heart and their spirits.
但是当他们见到当时的人群的时候，他的心里面有一个特别的想法。
So he went out to Samaria.
所以他去到撒玛利亚的地方。
He preached Jesus Christ.
他去传讲耶稣基督。
He talked about Jesus Christ.
他特别提到耶稣自己。
He tell all the people that God has been faithful and give them Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
他特別提到上帝怎樣差派耶穌基督，是賜福給各人，以致不同民族的人能夠得到這個救恩。
Now, Acts Apostle at that point clearly indicated God's favor Philip's preaching.
所以使徒行傳特別提到腓力是上帝怎樣蒙福，一個賜福給他的，特別是他的講道當中。
Many people got converted.
很多人是能夠信主。
They followed Jesus.
他跟隨耶穌。
And there was a revival going on in the whole city of Samaria.
在撒瑪利亞地方，整個城都得著改變。
And Philip was doing a good job.
腓力做得很好的。
But God's eyes is looking at somewhere else.
但是上帝的眼目，他所望见的是另外一个地方。
He knew at that time there will be a very important people from Ethiopia is going to pass through that desert land.
他特别留意到的是有一个很重要的人，是在埃塞俄比亚来的。
And this Ethiopian eunuch was looking after the finance of the queens.
是当时一个在埃塞俄比亚帮女王打理财务的一个太监。
So at that time, God sent an angel go to tell Philip.
所以当时天使就被差派去告诉这个腓力听。
Go down south.
你向南走,
go to that desert road.
去到旷野之地,
I think Philip must be scratching his head. What sort of strategy is this?
我很相信当时的腓力真的拗头，搞什么呢?
Go to south, and there is the desert road. Very few people go past there. Why?
向南走做什么呢？那里是荒漠的地方，没人去的。
If Philip has been stubborn like many of us,
如果腓力好像我们一样那么顽固的呢？
He'll say, no, I'm not going down there.
我坐你都傻，你不去。
I am here quite successful.
我在这里其实做得挺好。
And I will continue to work here.
我会不断地继续在这里做工作。
But we praise God, Philip was very sensitive to the guidance of God and very obedient to the will of God.
但值得感恩的就是腓力对上帝的说话和对上帝的带领是非常敏感，而且他信服上帝的心意。
So he went.
所以他去。
Unexpectedly, he saw that eunuch going down that road, reading the passage from Isaiah.
出乎他意料的，他就遇到这个太监，他是在读以赛亚的书。
And this eunuch, when he read those passages, didn't know head and tail.
但是这个读经的太监，这个官不知道他自己在读什么。
And so God said to Philip, go near him.
所以神就对腓力说，你挨近去这个车旁。
There's another very funny order.
这个你想清楚，也是一个非常有趣的一个指令。
Philip is only a country preacher.
对腓力来说，他只不过是一个乡村的一个传道人。
And there is the high official in the caravan going past.
这个是高官的车队。
And then the angel say, go near.
神跟他说，你走过去吧。
I think Philip, if have any sense at all, probably will say, oh, no, 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 I'm not going to go there because I don't know him.
腓力如果有机会讲说话，他就会说，我真的不会去了，因为我根本不认识这班人。
I'm not so stupid.
我不是蠢材。
I'm not going there.
我才不会去。
We are all very clever, aren't we?
我們都很聰明啊。
Sometimes we did not listen to God and just want to do our own way.
很多時候我們都不願意聽上帝的說話，我們做事就用自己的方法。
But we praise God, Philip obeyed again.
但我們再次看見的就是腓力這個門徒再一次聽上帝的說話。
He came near to the carriage.
他走近的這個車。
He heard him reading the Isaiah passage.
他聽見這個太監讀以賽亞的書。
So he went and asked him, Do you know what you're reading?
所以他就問對方，你所念的你明白嗎？
And the eunuch say, No, I don't understand.
對方就說我不明白。
Is this prophet talking about himself? Or is he talking about somebody else?
他說以賽亞先知裡面所說的，究竟是說他自己，還是說另外一個人呢？
Now, can you see that God using a faithful, obedient servant go and reach out to someone who really need help at that time?
神是使用一个忠信信服的信徒去到帮助一个当时需要帮助的一个的人。
To cut the long story short.
我们浓缩这个故事啦。
And so the eunuch got all the explanation, and then as they passed through some water,
这个的官长得到他需要在圣经里面的答案，跟着他们经过见到有水。
Now this again is a very special feature.
这个再一次看见在这个故事里面是很独特的。
Passing through the desert and water is impossible.
经过旷野见到有水，你可以说这个机会有多大呢？
And yet it was there.
但是就是在那里。
And so the eunuch say, There is water, what will prevent me from being baptized?
这个太监就说，见到有水，我要接受洗礼，有什么妨碍呢？还有。
So Philip did not object.
腓力就没有拒绝了。
So both of them went down.
两个都去到水那里。
And he baptized this eunuch.
这个的官长就是这样洗了礼。
Now the story take a twist.
这个故事来到这里就有一个转弯。
After the baptism, Philip was taken by the angel and gone.
洗礼之后，天使就带腓力离开那个地方。
We don't need to speculate about anything.
我们不需要在这里估计它发生什么事。
But according to history, the Greek or the Ethiopian Orthodox Church was started by this one man.
我们知道在埃塞俄比亚的正教会，就是因为这个的，在教会历史里面，就是因为这个的官长是成立的。
If you know anything about the Orthodox Church, Orthodox Church is the third largest denomination in the whole world.
东正教我们知道在世界里面是第三大的基督教的宗派。
It is because one man was led to Jesus by another man, and he went home and starting the church going on in Ethiopia.
是因为一个人的洗礼，而这个人也是因为一个人的信服和忠心，所以来到将他带信主。
A church born out of the box.
这个是一个跳出框框的一个的教会。
Very special church.
是一个很特别的一个教会的成立。
So as I look at this passage and related my experience of going up to the top, I just think, wow, God is doing something very special in this church.
所以当我看见这个故事，都想起我之前上到葡萄园这个建筑物所看见的一切，我就说，上帝的而且确 在我们的当中做很大的歧视。
I really want to encourage you to continue to pray for this project as it takes its completion.
我真的很鼓励大家继续以祷告以各样的方式去盼望这个的整个的计划是能够完成。
Now every time you look at that direction, you see God's very special blessing upon this community.
而且你每一次向这个社区去望的时候，你看见的就是上帝很大的恩典和祝福对这个社区。
I also attended the board meeting the other day.
礼拜三晚我也都参加葡萄园和呢是TEC教会的一个董事会和一个联合的会议。
I was very encouraged by the discussion of all the board member with the council member.
我们听见当中的讨论呢，我是很得着鼓舞。
Many of us would think the building of the building is the main thing.
很多人都以为这个建筑物是最重要的。
Now it is complete and it is up there.
现在已经平了顶了。
And so we have done our job.
我们应该做完了。
But what I hear is, no, there's still another building which is more important. That is the building supposed to be used as the chapel and yes, the gathering of God's faithful people.
但是讨论当中我们提到的未完了，因为更加重要的就是当中的教会的这个教堂的建筑物。
What a joy it is to hear the leaders of this church and talking about the value of spiritual things.
当我听见这个教会的一班的领袖特别提到属灵事情的那个价值的时候，是几咁的紧要，几咁的值得鼓励。
Now I want to relate that experience with the gospel reading today.
我又想将这个的经验和今天这段福音的经文呢，就是做一个的类比。
Now this reading is from St. John's Gospel.
约翰福音第六章。
And it is recording about the miracle of feeding 5,000.
是耶稣喂饱5,000人的这个神迹。
Now the situation is like that. Jesus has been successful in his mission and in his healing of the different people. So everybody now heard his name, they want to follow him.
耶稣当时的工作是非常成功的，他的医治的工作，讲道的工作，所以呢每一次有人知道耶稣来到了，就出来跟着他。
We can say Jesus his success in his ministry had brought him this problem.
耶稣在他的工作上面的成功呢，事实上带到他来这个的问题里面。
Now,as we look at this story, we see 5,000 people.
我在这个故事里面你看见的是5,000人。
Come and hear him.
5,000人来到听耶稣。
And of course, the Bible tells us they all have their own need.
圣经也都告诉我们，这5,000人当中每一个都有不同的需要。
Some of them might be sick with this thing, some sick with the other thing.
有很多人有不同的病痛。
They come, they want to be healed by Jesus.
他们都盼望耶稣的医治。
And so they, according to their need, they come to Jesus.
因着他们不同的需要，他们来到耶稣面前。
And Jesus met them one by one.
耶稣满足他们的需要。
This is our God.
这个是我们的上帝。
This is Jesus Christ.
这个是我们的耶稣。
He came to the world to save all of us who has all sort of needs.
他来到这个世界上拯救我们，就是我们这一班每个都有不同需要的人。
But at that point of that problem coming, and Jesus asked the disciple, "Can we get them something to eat?"
但当问题来到的时候，耶稣就问他的门徒，我们可不可以找些东西给这班人吃呢？
If it is Toronto, there's no problem.
如果是多伦多就当然没问题了。
You just take them to the food court and 5,000 more, they can feed them, right?
我们带他们去 food court, 那就应该喂饱了。
Yeah, but that is not Toronto.
但这里不是多伦多嘛。
It was, I think, as we read the context, we realize Jesus has gone to the wilderness and Jesus has gone far away and there's not even one restaurant around.
耶稣实际上是当时已经在旷野的里面，没有餐馆的。
That's why his disciple was saying, even 6 months salary,even you have money, you cannot buy food for these people.
其中一个门徒就说22银都不够这班人吃，22银就是当时6个月的人工。
And so, from their own human wisdom, they said, Jesus, send them away.
所以就按着他们自己的意思，他们就跟耶稣说，叫他们走吧。
If they are hungry, they know where to find food.
如果他们肚饿，咪自己揾嘢食咯。
This is their problem, not your problem.
呢个系佢哋自己问题，唔系我嘅问题，唔系你嘅问题，耶稣。
This is the human way of solving the problem.
再一次，呢个系人解决问题嘅方法。
But in that kind of big, important situation, there is one little boy.
但是在这个这么大的问题里面出现的竟然是一个 小孩子。
Now the Bible never wrote this.
圣经没有提到这件事。
I imagining.
现在是我的想象。
And in my imaginations,
在我想象里面,
this little boy in the early morning said to the mother,
这个小朋友早上的时候跟他妈妈说，
Mother, I want to hear Jesus.
妈妈，我想去听耶稣。
And it may be very long.
可能好耐噶。
Can you make me some lunch?
可唔可以整啲晏昼俾我食咧？带去咧
？Like all good mother, sure, you know, and I will make you some sandwiches or I make you something so that you can take there and.For lunch.
好的妈妈当然会说，哦，行，没问题，我可能做一些三文治或者一些的晏昼给他带去。
So in a, I don't know whether they wrapped it in newspaper or wrapped it in a plastic, I think there's no plastic in those days.
No newspaper.
No newspaper. Or whatever. But 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
咁就帶咗去5个饼仔，两条鱼。
For the lunch of his little boy.
其实系为到佢呢个小儿子嘅一个嘅晏昼。
So you can see the little boy full of smile and taking that little bag and put it in his side and very proudly go and try to listen.To Jesus.
你可以想象这个小朋友就带着笑容，带着他的午饭，很开心的就准备去见耶稣。
Now in that time, I think it's Andrew. Andrew said, here is that little boy who have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
就在这个时候，安德烈就带着这个小孩来见耶稣，他说他带着5个大麦饼，2条小鱼。
But he realized 5 loaves and 2 fishes and 5,000 people, even if we get a little bit, is not enough.
但是他自己都说，就是这5个饼2条鱼分给5000多人，怎么会够呢？
This is from human eyes.
这个是人的肉眼。
5 loaves and 2 fishes, 5,000, too little.
5个小饼2条鱼5000人太少了。
Not enough.
不够。
But what is Jesus' way?
耶稣的方法是怎样?
Jesus' way say, ask them to sit down.
耶稣就说叫他们坐下。
And he lift up that little offering from a little boy for his lunch. He lift it up and bless it, and then ask the disciple to distribute it.
耶稣就将这个小朋友的晏昼，他就拿起，举起，祝谢，之后就跟他的门徒说，你们分了他。
You know, that little boy, look at it. Oh, my lunch is gone.
这个小朋友，你可以想象看见，是的，晏昼被人拿了。
No more.
没了。And
yet, as he looked at that special thing going on, at the end, Jesus says to the disciple, gathered all the leftover, and there's 12 basketful more.
但他一直看见的时候，看到最后，竟然一直传递之后，收回来的是12个男子的零碎。
I think this is the message God wants to say to us.
我相信这个是上帝要告诉我们的一个很重要的信息。
You all have your 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
我们每一个人都有自己的5饼2鱼。
If you keep it to yourself, only you is going to be eating.
如果你只是留给自己，就只会你得着益处。
And some of you who eat a lot, probably that five bread and 2 fishes is not even enough.
对比较大食的弟兄姊妹来说，根本都不够你自己吃。
Now come to Canada, every time I go to food court, the helping is so big.
每一次我来到多伦多，去到食嘢嘅时候，睇见哇，嗰啲碟头好大嘅。
And I and my wife had to share.
我同我太太要分嘅。
One person cannot finish.
一个人都食唔晒嘅。But
here, in this miracle, Jesus multiplied everything.
但系喺呢一个神迹嘅里边，耶稣将呢一个嘅奉献倍增。5,000
have enough.
5,000人吃饱
left over 12 basketful
剩下的都可以装12个篮
God is saying to you let me have your 5 loaves and 2 fishes
上帝只是跟你说我需要使用你的5饼2
Will you be willing just like that little boy and hand it over
你愿不愿意好像这个小朋友一样将你所有的献上
Or you say, no, 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 this is my lunch. I cannot give you. And God is saying, yes, don't look down on your 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And those gifts, if you offer it up, I can use it.
如果你愿意奉献的话，我就可以使用。
And 12 basketful left over.
12篮子的零碎。
Now the Bible, after this incident, and people saw it and said, yes, he is the prophet that God has sent to us.
在这个神迹之后，众人都说，哇，这个真是要到世间来的先知。
And John Gospel, and at the end of his Gospel, he said, there are many other miracles Jesus did, but not recorded. And whatever recorded here is so that you may know Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰写到结尾的时候，他特别提到耶稣还行了很多的事情是没有记录下来的，但是已经记录下来的目的是要大家知道耶稣就是上帝的儿子，耶稣是基督。
You and I is a privilege.
我们事实上是很蒙恩。
Because we already know that Jesus is the Son of God.
And
Jesus is our personal Savior. And Jesus continues to have His missions in our world. And for TEC, this is a blessed community.
對多倫多爾馬洛利堂的眾人來說，我們這個事實上是一個蒙福的一個群體。
I remember the day, the first time we were together is only I think about 8 or 9 people.
我記得我們開始第一次見面的時候，大家可能當中只是得8-9個人。
But now when I look down, more than 12 basketfuls of you.
當我現在望下來的時候，多過12個男子。
Is it not true?
是真的？
Yes. Yeah. And so I think I really want to thank you for encouraging me and my wife.
事實上我真的要多謝大家，因為你對我和我太太是一個很大的鼓勵。
Coming to Toronto is a highlight of the year.
每一年來多倫多都是我生命裏面生活裏面一個的焦點。
I praise God for you.
我為了你們去感謝上帝，讚美上帝。
I continue to pray that the vintage garden not only finish but it will be overflowing.
我期待的是葡萄園這個社區不單止完成而是滿瀉。
And I can see now,when that is over and when that is done, when people move in, there will be a whole group of people meeting there regularly, praising God and giving glory to God.
我盼望的是当时众人都已经入伙之后，这个社区建成的时候，很多人在当中聚会赞美上帝，认识上帝。
So I have chosen this title of my sermon as the Church born out of God's great favor and love.
所以我这个早上特别拣来的这个题目就是一个蒙神厚恩而生的一班教会。
So you are the favor of God.
你是蒙上帝的恩的人。
Thank God for all of you.
为你们而感恩。
May God continue to bless you and keep you faithful.
愿上帝继续赐福大家，亦都保守大家喺上帝嘅当中继续嘅忠信。
God bless you。
愿上帝祝福。
Amen。
Amen。